So that's the background, and I want to give some context to all of this. In coming to the movement, as you have, you're coming to a movement with a relatively long history. We're not the Catholic Church. We're not even the Theravadan Bhikkhu Sangha. We are almost 50 years old. But we do have a history. In the 1970s, Sangharakshita liked to talk about the new society. He used to invoke the image of the new man. Well, it's not new anymore. As people, all of this is a problem that we inherit from the early years of the movement. And one way of thinking about this is in terms of the Buddhist teaching of karma. So I want to talk a little bit about these issues, and I'd like to try to talk about them in terms of the Dharma. Because when we want to look into the shadows, how can we do that if we're not going to get lost in the dark? We need some light to illuminate it. And maybe the Dharma, the Buddhist teachings, can help. Buddhism talks about karma, and it's really quite a central teaching. It doesn't mean that if a brick falls on your head, it's because you're a football hooligan in a previous life. What it means, primarily, is karma means volitional actions. It means things that we do that we intend to do. And these have an effect for us. They shape our consciousness. They shape our personality. They shape our being. And then there's what we call karma vipaka, the consequences of our actions. And in Buddhist teachings, it's very important to distinguish the two. It's very important to know that if something happens to you that's rooted in the past, it's not your fault right now. It's a consequence of what happened in the past. So when we experience, vipaka really means fruits, when we experience, memories or thoughts or feelings that are to do with things from our own personal lives in the past, what does Buddhism say about how we might respond? The first thing is that we need to practice mindfulness. We just need to notice. We need to keep our feet on the floor, we need to breathe, and we need to not be thrown around by the emotions, the thoughts, the feelings that are likely to come as a consequence. We need to be careful not to feed the response and therefore create fresh karma. Give an example. You snap at someone and you're angry and you snap at someone. Now, that's karma. That's you acting. They yell back at you and that's karma vipaka. That's the consequence of your action, right? So what we feel like doing is yelling in our own turn. And then you have what you call an argument that goes backwards and forwards. But when you do your bit of second bit of yelling, you're actually creating fresh karma. You're helping that wheel to go round. You're giving it an extra push and it's going faster and faster. So if you can stop, you know, even though someone is now yelling at you and really annoyed at you because of the way you treated them, if you cannot react, then you're not creating fresh karma. You're pausing. And there's just the possibility that something else might happen. Maybe communication. Maybe some understanding. We all experience this, don't we, when we get into argy-bargy and rows. So karma, karma vipaka. In the movement, when it comes to the sphere of our sexual history, I think this is what some of us, anyway, have tried to do. We've tried to be as honest as we can about it. We've not wanted to cover it up. And we've looked at areas like safeguarding, ethics, and learning from our experience. We look back now on the 1970s, or at least I do, someone of my generation. Of course, I was at school in the 1970s, which didn't actually stop me from going to the Buddhist Center, but there you go. It was a time, I hear from my slightly older and ex-hippie friends, of experiment, of radical lifestyles, of questioning, of breaking down barriers, of permissiveness, of sexual exploration, of women's lib, gay lib, you name it, it was living. And I hear that. I hear that. That helps me understand the context. And of course, you know, it was a broadly speaking countercultural context that Sangharakshita was operating in. I hear that and it helps. And I also interested in how that generation has learnt and what we collectively have learnt about that time. So that's one context, you know, that this is something that we've inherited from the past and is quite understandable if we don't really want to hear about it. Frankly, I don't want to hear about it anymore, but it won't go away. That, I'm afraid, is the nature of karma, Vipaka.